It's not been an easy past few months to be a Muslim in America. After the Paris attacks, presidential candidate Donald Trump said there should be a temporary ban on Muslims entering the country. His polls immediately soared. In Boise, the Islamic Center says the Muslim population in the Treasure Valley may well be over 10,000. So how is the recent rhetoric affecting Muslims here? I met with some Boise Muslims to find out. On a recent Friday, about 40 Muslim students gather at the Boise State Student Union for prayer and fellowship. One sings verses from the Quran. That's followed by a sermon on striving to become a better person. Hakeem Mohammed, who grew up in the U.S. and just graduated from Boise State, says a big problem is how Muslims are portrayed in the media. He thinks the focus too often is on jihadists.
The overwhelming population, you know, we have a 1.6, 1.7 billion Muslims out there, and a very small fraction of a percent is representing this, you know, hateful, heinous crimes that do not represent Islam itself.
One undertold story about his religion, he thinks, is its focus on peace. One tenet of Islam is to help the poor.
If the seventh neighbor of yours, up to the seventh neighbor of yours, is sleeping hungry, it's on you to provide food for them. Unfortunately, but this doesn't sell in the media. Even though this is one of the most awe-inspiring concepts, you know, to be portrayed in a faith.
Hakeem's sister Nora agrees the media are partly to blame. She also believes people like Donald Trump are painting a complex religion with a broad brush.
Religion, it's an abstract concept that, you know, every person kind of takes differently. And so with Donald Trump painting us all with one brush, saying that we're all, you know, jihadists, and well, what about me? You know, I've never done anything. I mean, I grew up in America. I've learned the American culture, and I absolutely love it. Yet I'm still a Muslim woman, and I love being a Muslim and American.
Despite the rhetoric and a speech by an anti-Islamic pastor scheduled at the Idaho State House tonight, Nora says she feels safe in her surroundings. She's actually found a lot of people to be open-minded. That includes her fellow classmates.
In my first semester, we had, you know, group projects, and I was one of the first Muslims that they met. And so at the beginning, they were kind of hesitant to kind of talk about religion and stuff. Slowly, they started asking questions, and they were so intrigued. And it's all about, you know, being respectful towards them and answering the questions that they have.
For Hakeem, the media barrage over Trump's statements comes down to ratings. But what's more disturbing to him are the extreme views on social media that follow Trump's comments.
He is using that platform to engage in this new kind of hate-mongering way.
Ali Al-Dusari is an international student from Saudi Arabia. One of the aspects of American culture that he respects is the country's diversity. He wonders, if Muslims are the first target, who might be next?
Now he's shouting at Muslims and saying that Muslims should not come to this country. If he does that, you know, then he's going to come back to the Mexicans, then he's going to come back to the Asians, and then the U.S. will not be longer the great country, you know, the greatest country in the world, you know.
Nationally, attacks and threats against Muslims have been on the rise following the attacks in Paris. The Boise Islamic Center received one harassing phone message last month, but John Landis, the center's director of outreach, says there's also been a surge in calls of support.
We've had an increasing amount of supportive comments. You know, a couple different Christian groups called offering support.
Those people aren't expected to be among those turning out at the Capitol tonight, where a group of Idaho lawmakers will hear a speech by Sharam Hadian. He's a Washington-based pastor who says Islam is a threat. That doesn't sit well with Saeed Ahmed Zaid, who regularly attends prayers at Boise's Islamic Center.
I don't think an anti-Muslim pastor is the best source for educating our legislatures about Islam and Muslims, especially Muslims in America. It sends a message to Idahoan Muslims that they are not welcome in this state.
A big concern for many of Boise's Muslims is that while direct harassment is rare at this point, they worry that rhetoric from lawmakers both locally and nationally could lead to even further marginalization from a society they say they want to be a part of. Saeed says a counter event initially planned for tonight at the Capitol has been postponed. He says consultants advocated for a different date to attract a greater number of legislators instead of splitting them between two forums. Zayed says Muslims and their supporters plan to hold their event in the next 2 weeks.